For the past couple of weeks, most of MSU's Eli and Edith Broad Art Museum has been shut down. They've been preparing to open a new display, which has taken over all of the main galleries. So I got to speak with some of the artists behind the exhibit called The Transported Man. It's the first ever Broad Museum exhibit curated by their new director, Marc-Olivier Waller, and one of the works, Synchronicity, created by artist Robin Meyer, contains a bit of transported earth.
Well, from the outside, it's a big black tent with zippers, so let's go inside, no? The ground is a bit uneven. Just watch your step.
Inside the black tent of Synchronicity, which contains live crickets and will later incorporate fireflies, the insects bred specifically for this artwork will have their biorhythms and processes synchronized so that the lighting and chirping will occur at the same time. To help with this, Meyer has replicated the conditions of Southeast Asia.
We're basically on Bangkok time, because the fireflies will be coming from Thailand. The crickets are from Malaysia, so they'll be living their nocturnal life during East Lansing Day, and in the evening the lights go on and the sun rises inside this tent.
And as we leave the black tent of Meyer's Synchronicity, we are faced with one of the most imposing works of the entire exhibit, a sculpture by Daniel Furman featuring an elephant suspended from the ceiling. The elephant is one of a few signature pieces of the Broad's exhibit, The Transported Man. Another one, situated on the second floor, is Piero Manzoni's Base Magica, Scultura Vivente.
Translates to a magic base.
MSU Broad assistant curator, Stephen Bridges.
So the idea is that this is a magic transformative sculpture that anyone that occupies the position, as determined by those felt footprints, turns into a living sculpture.
But as with much of The Transported Man, it's the concept of belief which allows this reverse Pygmalion, the transformation from a person, into a sculpture.
The blurring of kind of what is art, what is not art, those things, those kinds of questions start to fall away, and so life becomes art, art becomes life, is very much embodied by the idea of the sculpture. This film here is actually quite remarkable. This is the debut, the U.S., North American, whatever you want to call it, debut of this Georges Méliès film.
Georges Méliès, the early French filmmaker who also created A Trip to the Moon with its iconic image of a spaceship crashing into the human face of the moon, this saved bit of early film history titled Match de Prestidigitation was filmed in 1904, but lost until just this past year when it popped up in a Czech film archive, was restored.
And so to rediscover this film and be able to show it for the first time in over 100 years is really a very special occasion for us to have here at the museum, and very meaningful for this exhibition as well.
Another famous French artist, Marcel Duchamp, is represented in the MSU Broad's The Transported Man by way of a mirror bearing Duchamp's signature. But the mirror is reversed.
By signing that mirror, a couple things happen. One, anything that's reflected in that mirror carries his signature. So your face, your body, you know, for all intents and purposes, this exhibition, this gallery, as reflected in the mirror, carries his signature, and therefore he's claiming some form of authorship, maybe, one might argue, in that act. The other side is that, you know, since his passing, he is still continuing to make artwork.
The MSU Broad Museum's exhibit, The Transported Man, is open now and runs through October 22nd. Visit WKAR.org for links to the Broad's website and a few photos of the exhibition as well. For WKAR, I'm Jamie Paisley.